We're back on the air, and this is On the Record, the O'Brien and Levine host for the week for radio entrepreneurs, as we're specializing and focusing on litigation and the law in the Boston area. My co-host for the day and for the week is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. Great to continue to talk to some of Boston and the nation's best litigators.
Wow, that sounds good. Well, I know you're a big fan of our next guest. She'd been on the show, it was a few years ago. You just reminded me before. It's Juliet Davison of Davison Law, and we're going to talk about how unique your practice is, because you're sort of unique to the law, because you're an entrepreneur as well.
I am. That's right. Well, first, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here this morning,
Jeff
and Mark. And yeah, our practice is it's unique in a lot of ways, but I would say primarily, I have a background at large firms, so the large firm training, and then spent many years at a civil litigation trial boutique, but have sort of cast out on my own 8 years ago with Davison Law here in Boston, taking all the lessons that I learned in 20 years of practice and bringing them to a smaller environment where I felt that I could use that training and be maybe a bit more nimble, more flexible, and really do exactly the kind of cases that I wanted to do. And it's been a treat. And one of the best features, I think, of the practice is the breadth of people that walk in the door, because we're small and not specialized in the way that there's so much pressure on lawyers these days to be specialized in a particular area. We get a diverse client base. And so if a client has a family dispute issue or a family business issue, we get a lot of those kinds of cases. Employment type cases, lots of those. Did you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, what I was going to say is...
Mark always has a question.
I always do, especially...
You can see when his hand's twitching.
It's
like a cat's tail.
When you get a star guest like this. But what I was going to say, what's interesting about you is somebody, you not only have a diverse practice, but somebody who can come in and see you, especially for our audience who are huge businesses. As you said, you've worked for a national firm, probably the largest firm in the world, Skadden Arps. You work for a boutique litigation firm, Tide and Weld. So you bring all that sophisticated type of background, so you can work with not only sophisticated clients, but startups, and go in a lot of different directions to bring to the table,
which is
very unusual for somebody who's saying, okay, I have to go with this big firm. They can come in, and you can still represent people at all levels.
Well, and you see a lot of millennials who go straight from law school into private practice. They've never worked at a law firm. You've worked at blue chip firms.
It's true. I worry about those. I mean, I'm all for entrepreneurial, and I think it's terrific, and I think that a lot of lawyers would be a lot happier if they did what I do. But I do worry because I feel that I benefited so much from being at from being at Skadden Arps, from being at Todd and Weld, where I learned so much from fabulous lawyers. And, you know, when you're coming out of law school, that you could benefit from some of that training about how the law works, how the business world works, how the courts work, how to behave in court. So there's a very steep learning curve. So I worry a little bit for those people. I'm a member. I'm on the steering committee of the Boston Bar Association Solo Small Firm Committee. And so I see a lot of young lawyers coming out of school and starting on their own. They're very brave. And it's wonderful. But it's also, I'd like to try to think about ways to try to help them with mentoring and guidance, because I feel that I benefited so much for so long from, you know, older, very seasoned, very, very good lawyers.
So many questions I have, so little time.
Right.
You know, the first question for me is about the law itself. Does it concern you with the explosion of these sort of startup law firms that aren't experienced, that the consumer doesn't know how to pick a lawyer that really knows how to handle their case properly?
Question. No, that's a good question. I haven't come across that. I mean, I'm sure there must be some of that. I am always amazed at how much traffic we get from the internet, And, you know, at this point in my practice, we have a substantial international client base. And some of that comes through the internet. And what's really interesting to me about those clients is that, I mean, there are a few, and they're from all different parts of the world, but there are a few traits that they share. One is that they really have a fundamental belief in the justice, in the American justice system, that they will be treated fairly here.
Right.
And that's a really wonderful thing to see. So that, that I sort of see across the board. The other thing that's interesting that I've seen, and again from clients from all different parts of the world, is, you know, our legal system is held up by a sense of honesty and integrity among the lawyers. We are bound by ethical rules.
Right.
And that's not, to people from other parts of the world, that's something that sometimes can be surprising to them, or that isn't the legal system that they have been exposed to. And so, for instance, I think about in, you know, discovery, when we do discovery as lawyers in a civil litigation, we're producing documents. When there's a document request, we're producing whatever is requested, even if it's not helpful to our case, even
right.
if it's harmful.
Right.
And what I find more with the international client base is sort of a surprise. Well, why would you do that? And the answer is because these are the principles that underline our judicial system.
What types of cases do you represent international clients with?
Well, that's a good question. So really quite diverse. I've several commercial contract cases where there's a company overseas that has a contract with a Massachusetts-based company, and they're in dispute, so we do a fair amount of that. And also a fair amount of cases in the probate court relating to business disputes, estates, and trusts, some fact patterns that would... I don't have time here today to get into the nitty-gritty, but that would really, you know, blow your socks off in terms of sort of what has happened. But those are a lot of commercial cases and probate disputes.
I noticed that probate, when you're looking at your specialties, although
yeah.
you have broad specialty, that's one of your strongest areas you practice.
Yeah,
correct?
we do a lot of probate, and it's an area where they're actually not. It's a small bar in Massachusetts that sort of engages in probate litigation much. And when I say probate, I mean in a very broad sense, disputes relating to wills and trusts. And those disputes can be in the probate court, they can be in the superior court. Oftentimes there's a family business involved, and there are succession planning issues around who is supposed to be taking over the business and who's supposed to be controlling the business. And it's there are just a lot of people that have those kinds of issues. So
interesting.
It's a very interesting area to practice in. It's also I wouldn't say this is not just limited to probate, but one of the things that I really enjoy about being a lawyer is being able to solve problems. And you know, we do that. So we take it from A to B. The client comes in with a problem, and there's really nothing that's more satisfying than getting to B and getting that problem resolved.
Do you find that by stepping out of the bigger firms that you have more control over your cases, and you're able to have a diverse amount of cases that you have more control over?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we, you know, our rates, our overhead is lower, so our rates are lower. And frankly, I was always interested in representing people. And people are companies too. I mean, most companies are owned by people, smaller businesses. So we have some flexibility in how we structure our representation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and also we have sort of control over how we present ourselves to the world, how we present ourselves on the internet, how we do our marketing, and it seems to be resonating with people, with clients.
Excellent.
Interesting. You know, you spent so many years learning to practice the law
yeah.
at the highest levels.
Yep.
And then you throw yourself into it, being an entrepreneur. What was it like learning how to be an entrepreneur, a marketer, a financial manager, a leader, all those different things that are requirements for running a business?
Well, in retrospect, it was really hard, but I didn't feel that at the time. It was all sort of learning my way as I go. But I remember when I was thinking about casting out on my own, I heard maybe on NPR or somebody being interviewed about, you know, are you an entrepreneurial type person or are you a company type person? And the question they gave was, would you rather spend a lot of times in really long meetings talking about ministerial issues, or have to run out to Staples to get, you know, the office supplies that you need at the last minute? Which of those tasks, neither of which sounds great, would be more appealing to you? And my answer was, hands down, I would much rather be running out to Staples.
Right.
And it's a good question. So I think in terms of capturing how to think about being an entrepreneur, so a lot of it I've learned as we've gone along, but it's been 8 years now, so now we've got the systems in place, and we know how to get the help we need. It's been terrific. It's been great.
Great having you on the show today, Juliet. If somebody wants to find you and the firm, how would they do that?
Davis & Law LLC. That's our website. That's our name. We're at 280 Summer Street in Boston. And 617-345-9990. Juliet Davison, if you Google my name, our website will come up.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for having
Thank
me.
Thank you for coming
on the show today. Yeah. I want to thank you again, Juliet Davidson of Davidson Law, Mark Z Legal Staffing, and our hosts at O'Brien and Levine. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.